We are all mighty glad that you're here. Welcome to Texas Old Town. We are here just to bring you good cheer.
Good evening. The 45,000 technical dealers from coast to coast who serve you so courteously and efficiently with fire chiefs, the emergency-grade gasoline, Texaco Motor Oil, and Marfax, the scientific chassis lubricant, present Pinky Tomlin, Igor Gorin, Jack Renard, Eddie Stanley, and Helen Troy, better known to you as Seymour Seymour, in an All-Star Summer Review.
In Texaco Town. Extra, extra.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah?
Where's the courthouse?
Right in front of you. Just open that door.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Eddie Stanley. Well, Eddie, looks like we're the first ones here.
Well, Jimmy, Pinky will be along any minute. I just got him out of jail.
Hey, how did you get him out?
I got a writ from the judge in San Jose.
San Jose? Now, wait a minute, Eddie. It's San Jose. In California, the J is pronounced like an H.
The J is pronounced like an H?
Yeah. What are you laughing at?
I was just thinking about poor Pinky. He spent all last week in hell.
Hey. Listen, with you as his lawyer, he'll be lucky if he doesn't spend the rest of his life there.
Yeah, I've been a mighty successful lawyer, Jimmy. Why, my first four cases were murder trials, and only one of my clients got life.
What happened to the other three?
They were hung.
Nice average, Eddie.
Don't worry, Jimmy. The case of Seymour versus Pinky Tomlin is a sure victory for me. This is one case I can't lose.
Sound pretty confident.
I should be. I'm the lawyer for both sides.
I think, Stanley, the job fits you perfectly. Everybody knows you're two-faced.
Yeah, don't you talk about faces. You know, it's a puss like yours that's been holding back television.
Oh, is that so? Is that so? Listen, Stanley, your face looks exactly like an egg that Jack Renard sat on.
What is this, Jimmy? A contest to see who has the ugliest face?
Yes, and it isn't even close.
Well, the contest is over. Here comes the winner. Seymour, Seymour. What are you crying about, Seymour?
Pinky Tomlin doesn't want to marry me.
Oh, now, Seymour, don't cry. Why, you'll forget about the whole thing in a short time.
Oh, no, I won't. I won't forget it for years and years and years.
Why not?
I bought my trousseau on the installment plan.
And here's the guy who should be making the payments, Pinky Tomlin.
Howdy, folks.
Hello, Pinky. Say, that week in jail didn't do you any harm. Why, you look great.
You didn't grow any while you were in jail, did you, Pinky? You look taller to me.
Why, shouldn't I? I just finished a little stretch.
Huh? Make him joke. Listen, before this trial starts, you better get yourself the biggest lawyer in town.
What about you?
I don't need a big lawyer.
You said it. You've already got the biggest mouthpiece.
Oh, come on, folks. You'd better get in the courtroom. It looks like the trial's about ready to start.
Well, good luck, Pinky. I feel sorry for you. I know the kind of a lawyer I've got.
I feel sorry for you. I know the kind of lawyer I got.
I feel sorry for the both of you. I know the kind of lawyer I am.
His Honor, Judge Burroughs.
Now, quiet, please. Quiet. Here, quiet. I'll clear the court. Now, the radio court of Texas Town is now in session. Before proceeding, I wish to assure both the defendant and plaintiff of a fair trial. Yes, sir. I, Judge Burroughs, guarantee a fair trial. Now, Miss Seymour. Miss Seymour, today you will get your chance to tell the court what a buzzard Pinky Tomlin really is. Bennett? Read the names of the jury panel. Come.
Okay, Your Honor. Hey, look, Pinky. Jack Renard's the bailiff.
He looks more like a bale of hay.
Quiet. Here. Quiet. Will the prospective jurors rise and give their names?
Joe Seymour.
Tom Seymour.
Frank Seymour.
Mike Seymour.
William Seymour.
And Horowitz.
Oh. Horowitz? How did you get in there?
I'm a stowaway.
Quiet. Now, will the jurors please state their ages?
25.
37.
29.
42.
56.
61.
Bingo!
Quiet here. Quiet, Miss Seymour. When you see my finger wagging, it means you're to stop talking.
And And when you see my tongue wagging, it means I ain't gonna stop.
Come on, come on. Say more. Give somebody else a chance to talk.
Never mind, Pinky. I won't have much to do much talking to win this breach of promise suit. Remember, it's my word against yours.
Then I ain't got a chance. I'm outnumbered 1,000 to 1.
Listen, you big baboon.
Quiet. For the last time, Seymour, I tell you to be quiet. One more word out of you and I'll award the decision to Pinky Tomlin. Yes, sir, I mean every word of it. Remember, not one more word out of you no matter what happens. Continue with the case.
I object.
You object, Renard? You? What for?
Because it's past lunchtime.
Objection overruled.
Your Honor, let's get on with the case. I'm going to prove that Pinky Tomlin promised to marry my client, Seymour. But I also represent Pinky Tomlin, and I'm going to prove that he didn't.
Wait a minute. You're going to prove that Seymour is wrong, although he's right. And you're also going to prove that Pinky Tomlin is right, although he's wrong?
Exactly. I can do it.
When, brother, I want you to come home with me.
What for?
You're the only guy that can tell my wife where I was last night.
Heard.
What are you making such a fuss about, Stanley?
I want the judge to know that I don't like the way the court is being run.
Yeah, you and the president both.
Quiet, Republicans, quiet.
All right, this is highly irregular. We'll take a brief recess. Court's adjourned for 10 minutes.
Me too?
Yes, Miss Seymour. And I want to thank you for remaining silent all that time. Frankly, I didn't think you could do it.
Well, I did it, but believe me, I almost said something when you jumped up and your pants fell down.
A medley of 3 famous Irving Berlin waltzes, sung by the distinguished young baritone, Igor Gorin.
I'm alone with all the dreams. that won't come through, what will I do? Days may not be fair always, but when I be there always, now or just for now, now or just for day, now or just for year,
Everybody rise. Here comes Judge Burroughs.
Here we are. Let's go on now. Go. Continue with the case here, folks. Continue with the case. Proceed with the selection of the jury.
I object to your selection.
Wait a minute. You do? Well, what's your selection?
Seabiscuit in the third race at Del Mar.
Okay, put a couple of bucks on him from... Order. All right. Bailiff Renard, perform your duty.
All right, Your Honor. Chewing gum, peanuts, soda pop, candy bars, chewing
all right,
gum.
All right, give me some chewing gum.
I'm all out.
I want some peanuts.
I'll take some soda pop.
Sorry, folks, I'm all out.
What is this, Jack? You're out of everything?
Well, I started chewing gum. That made me hungry. So I ate the peanuts. The peanuts made me thirsty, and I drank the soda pop.
What about the candy bars? You ate those, too?
Yeah, ain't I entitled to a little dessert?
Order. Say, Stanley. Hey, shyster.
Yes, Your Honor.
We've got to pick a jury. Make your selection.
Well, Judge, I know one thing. I don't want that little guy on the jury. He's been sitting there half asleep. Hey, I'm talking to you. Why don't you say something?
Well, doggone, can you beat that? A Chinese say more.
What's your name, mister?
One hip hip chong sing long
fue.
What?
One hip 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 chong sing long fue.
What's the fue for?
Because I do not like my name.
Well, what are you doing here anyway?
Yeah, I come to help my Japanese friend, Seymour.
But Seymour isn't Japanese.
Oh, yes, she's Tokyo girl.
Tokyo girl?
Oh, yes. Everybody say she's Tokyo head off.
Do me a favor and go back to Tokyo, will you?
Oh, no. Me Chinese.
All right, so you're Chinese, but you can't serve on this jury.
Me not here to serve on jury?
Then what are you doing in this courtroom?
I come to get the judge's laundry. Yeah, he having trouble with old laundry place.
What do you mean?
Judge tell me he go to Del Mar Lace Flat and lose his shot.
Jack Renard salutes the United States Navy with a medley of songs of the sea. Music by Renard.
We joined the Navy to see the world. And what did we see? We saw the sea. We'll be right back.
floating fortresses of Uncle Sam's Navy are among the finest battleships in the world. To see these mighty vessels of defense plow through the mountainous waves is always an inspiring sight. Yet thrilling as this scene is, to the engineer it means even more. He knows something about the size and power of the engines and turbines. He knows the high efficiency achieved by the Navy. He knows something of the difficulties encountered in operating these vessels under high speed and the stress and strain due to the pitch and toss of the ship. We of the Texas Company have special reason for pride, because for the second consecutive year, the lubricating oil contract of the United States Navy has been awarded to Texaco. This means that Texaco lubricants have been tried, tested, and accepted for use by the United States Navy in all of its activities everywhere. At one of the finest experimental laboratories in the world, the famous United States Naval Engineering Experiment Station at Annapolis, exhaustive tests were given Texaco. Here, under actual operating conditions, lubricants must either prove themselves or be rejected. Texaco lubricants did prove themselves, did come through again to win high lubricating honors. Naturally, we believe no finer tribute can be paid high-quality Texaco products. And it should be welcome news, especially to all of you motorists, because the new Texaco motor oil, available at all Texaco dealers from coast to coast, is made in the same refineries with the same care as the Texaco lubricants, which have again won the Navy contract. Next time, try a Texaco dealer. Not so long ago, a charming little 13-year-old girl sang for us in Texaco Town. Her fresh, young voice won everyone so completely that we asked her to visit us again. And she's here with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Maureen O'Connor.
When you are not in my embrace, the stars are still on high, but they don't twinkle anymore.
Why does it seem they've lost their dreams?
Somehow the lovely flowers have no fragrance anymore.
Where is their bloom?
The darling that you showed what your goodbye can do. Until you return, there's nothing I can do. Oh, there's a lull in my life. It's just a void and empty space. When you are not in my embrace, oh, there's a lull in my life. The moment that you go away, there is no night, there is no day. The clock stops ticking, the world stops turning. Everything stops but the pain in my heart that keeps burning.
you can't. The panel's closed.
Oh, please, please. Let me earn an honest living, will you? Give me my chance to get that $25.
$25? But the jury service only pays $5.
Yeah, but what about the $20 Seymour's paying me?
Oh, that settles it. Bailiff, draw any 12 names and let that be the jury. Come, come. Is that agreeable to everyone?
That's okay with me.
It's all right with me, too.
All right, bailiff, come on, read the names.
Joe Seymour, Tom Seymour, Frank Seymour, Mike Seymour, William Seymour, Horowitz, and Ginsburg.
Ginsburg? How did he get in there?
I guess Horowitz got lonesome. Some jury. My goose is really cooked.
Say more. Come on, let's take him at the stand.
Okay, Tut.
Tut?
Repeat the oath. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
You said it, Fatso.
You promise not to lie?
Of course she won't. What do you think I'm here for?
Wait a minute, Stanley. Wait a minute. You're my lawyer, too. How can you think about both of us at the same time?
Oh, that's easy. I'm half with Seymour and half with you.
Well, doggone. I wanted a lawyer and wound up with a half wit.
Order.
Now, Miss Seymour, when did it first dawn on you that Pinky was in love with you?
Well, I'd sit on his lap and he'd give me guitar lessons.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing, except the first 3 weeks he forgot to bring his guitar.
Uh-huh. Now, Miss Seymour, what happened when you were sitting on Pinky Tomlin's lap?
He was never on my lap.
Was so?
Was not?
Was so?
Was not.
Was so?
Couldn't be. I ain't even got a lap.
Quiet. Just a moment, Mr. Tomlin. You'll have a chance to testify when Seymour stops talking.
Well, who knows if I'll live that long.
Order. Proceed with the cross-examination.
Very well. Now, Miss Seymour, did the defendant Pinky Tomlin ever tell you that he loved you?
Did he? The first time he came to my house for dinner, he looked across the table at me and says, "Boy, that's marvelous. How soft, how white, how fluffy."
Tomlin, did you look across the table and say, "Marvelous, soft, white, and fluffy"?
Yes, sir, I did, but I was looking at the mashed potatoes.
Come on. You mean to tell this court that you don't love Seymour?
Not like mashed potatoes.
Pinky, as your lawyer, I object to your comparing my client, Seymour, to mashed potatoes.
It's all right by me. If I win the $50,000 damages from Pinky, then I don't mind being mashed potatoes.
You don't?
No, because then I'll have plenty of gravy.
Can I say something, Judge?
Well, what is it, Bernard?
This whole trial is making me terribly hungry.
Somebody get him a feed bag. Proceed, Mr. Stanley.
Okay, now, Miss Seymour, do you realize you've insulted my client, Pinky Tomlin?
When I was courting him, he did nothing but insult me. He took me to a preview at Grauman's Chinese Theater and even got separate seats. He sat in row D, and when I asked him where my seat was, he says, "Right on the end of you."
I never took you to the Chinese Theater.
You did so, because I saved you from drowning in front of the theater.
You saved Pinky Tomlin from drowning in front of the Chinese Theater?
Yeah, it was raining, and he fell into one of Garbo's footprints.
Your Honor, this lady is selling a pack of fibs.
Never mind, Tomlin, never mind. We've got our own method of proving the truth around here. Bailiff, bring in the lie detector.
Here it is, Your Honor.
All right, come on, hook it up to Miss Seymour's arm. Now, young lady, now we got you. No matter what you say, the truth will come out. Yes, sir. That machine reads your mind and records the truth on ticker tape. Is that clear?
Yeah.
All right, come on, proceed with the cross-examination, Mr. Stanley, and read the truth report as it comes out of the machine.
Now we're getting somewhere. Miss Seymour, how old are you?
I just passed 19.
Let me see here. Mm-hmm. Well, according to the machine, you passed it 10 years ago. Now tell me, did you ever ask a man to marry you?
Yes, once. I asked Pinky Tomlin.
Well, I guess that check's okay with the machine. And now one final question. And remember, it's got to be the truth. Miss Seymour, how many men have you kissed?
Only one in all my life.
Here, wait a minute. Oh, what for heaven's sake? The machine's gone crazy.
Your Honor, something must have gone wrong with the wire.
Never mind the wire. Read that ticker tape and tell us how many men Seymour has kissed.
It says 88 Republicans, 290 Democrats, and the crew of the USS Virginia.
Judge, Your Honor, may I say something to the plaintiff?
Pinky, take the stand.
Listen, Miss Seymour. You've been shooting off your mouth, but you're not scaring me. You just think you're smart. If you keep on acting this way, you just wait and see. You'll be right where you were at the start. You're unfair, I'm gonna pick it. What you're doing to me ain't cricket. I'm to be your life's meal ticket. That's what you think. I just rock and smoke tobacco. Never say a word by cracky. While you keep talking and drive me wacky. That's what you think. You overwork that jawbone, trying to keep me stepping. You ought to be put right in jail for carrying a dangerous weapon. You drag me through the old church doors, hoping Sunday I'd walk the floors with both arms full of little claymores. That's what you think. Give them jury boys the lowdown. Let that testimony go down. And I'll pay off when we reach that showdown. That's what you think. You can tell each doubting Thomas that I am guilty of breach of promise. And I'll go to prison in striped pajamas. That's what scares me to death. And I've tried so hard to be a good guy, but my smile became a frown. I wouldn't be your better half for all the gas in Texaco town. So go ahead with that testimony. Tell them all I'm just a phony. I'll do time, but no matrimony. And that's what I think.
That's what we think.
Do you all think the way I think? Good.
Friends, these programs are presented by your neighborhood Texaco dealer. Drive into his station. As he serves you with Fire Chief gasoline and Texaco motor oil, he'll give you those extra services which are so essential to your complete motoring enjoyment. For enjoyable and economical motoring, next time, try a Texaco dealer. James Wallington speaking from Hollywood, California. Good night, everybody. Good night, Eddie Cantor. Lull in my life is to wake up and live. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
B-U-L-O-V-A, Bulova Watch Time. WABC, New York.